Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take those dense corporate reports, those scientific papers, and we boil them down to the crucial insights you actually need.
Yeah, no heavy lifting for you. Today, we're tackling a pretty specialized area, diagnostic imaging contrast media.
Right. And specifically, we're looking at a Canadian company, Voyager Pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm. They've got this really interesting strategy they're calling Earth to the Bottle, fully integrated.
And the backdrop here is huge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A global market worth over $6 billion now, maybe doubling by 2032.
It is, but it's also incredibly fragile. That's the tension.
Okay, so persistent shortages, supply chains that are frankly vulnerable for critical raw material.
Exactly. And Voyager's whole angle is trying to solve that by controlling everything, right from the source.
From the ground up, literally.
Pretty much. So maybe let's start with the why now. Why are these contrast agents so critical?
Good question. So these are the chemicals, right? Barium, iodine-based.
Primarily, yes. They're essential. Without them, things like soft tissues, your GI tract, blood vessels, organs, they just don't show up clearly on x-rays or CT scans.
So no contrast agent. Potentially no clear diagnosis.
It can be that critical.
Okay, so where does the world get this stuff now? Because the sources mention this concentration. It sounds, well, precarious.
Oh, it absolutely is. That's the core vulnerability. Think about barium, the pharmaceutical grade stuff for GI imaging.
Yeah.
Almost all of it imported from China and India, just two countries holding the keys.
Wow. And iodine?
Even more concentrated, in a way. Production is dominated by Chile and Japan.
So if something happens in, what, four specific countries?
Yeah.
A natural disaster, trade dispute?
The global healthcare system feels it immediately. Mm-hmm. Shortages, price spikes, it creates real instability.
And the price spikes are already happening.
Definitely. The data shows iodine prices, for instance, are up over 300% just since 2017.
300%.
Yeah. And when natural barium isn't available, the synthetic stuff they import, that costs anywhere from C7200 up to C10,000 per ton.
Okay. That's incredibly expensive for a raw material.
It is. And it drives up healthcare costs. Plus, demand for these agents is actually expected to grow faster than production capacity over the next 10 years.
So a widening gap.
Precisely. And that's the gap Voyager is stepping into. Their solution. Own the source.
Which brings us to their core asset for barium. The Francis Creek deposit in British Columbia. They own it 100%.
Right. And the crucial thing about Francis Creek isn't just ownership. It's the quality.
High purity.
Extremely high purity. Pharmaceutical grade barium, we're talking 98.5% or higher barium sulfate.
And very low metal content, under 10 parts per million.
Exactly. That's critical because standard barium, you know, the stuff used in drilling mud, it often has heavy metals, totally unsuitable for medicine.
Got it. So how much is actually there? Does it move the needle globally?
Oh, significantly. The deposit has over 120,000 tons of this high purity stuff.
Okay. And in context?
That's enough to supply the entire global demand for barium contrast media for more than 50 years.
50 years. Yeah. From one deposit.
50. Yeah. Locked into North America. Think about that security.
Okay, that's supply stability. What about the cost? You mentioned those high import prices earlier.
Right. This is where the vertical integration really shines. Voyager estimates their production cost from Francis Creek will be around $650 per ton.
60. Compared to $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 for the imported synthetic.
Yep. That's potentially a 10x cost advantage, maybe more.
That's huge. That must translate into serious margins.
They're targeting gross margins over 70% once they're fully up and running. That cost control is fundamental.
And there's some validation for this potential value, right? A PEA.
Yes, a preliminary economic assessment back in 2022. It looked at the project just based on selling the raw active pharmaceutical ingredient, the API powder.
Okay, and the numbers.
Pre-tax net present value, NPV, of C$344 million, with a really high internal rate of return, IRR, of 137%.
Now, a PEA is always preliminary, based on assumptions. What's the big risk in getting from that rock in the ground to the valuable API powder?
That's the key execution challenge, absolutely. Mining is one skill set, pharmaceutical processing is another. You need to reliably and consistently turn that mined barite into ultra-pure API that meets health regulations.
So bridging that mining to pharma gap.
Exactly. The PEA assumes they can do it efficiently. Their leadership team's background, having experience in both fields, is meant to mitigate that specific risk.
Okay, but here's where the earth to the bottle idea gets really powerful, isn't it? The value jump.
Oh, absolutely. This is the core of the model. You take that raw barite lump, maybe worth $345 a ton.
Yeah.
And you process it, formulate it, package it into the finished contrast media, and suddenly the average value is projected around $200,000 per ton.
Whoa, from $300 to $200,000.
That's the potential uplift from controlling the whole chain, moving from just a mining asset to a full-fledged pharmaceutical producer.
And they're actually making that leap now. It's not just projections.
They are moving into commercialization. They already have 5 barium products approved by Health Canada.
Including their main one, SmoothX.
That's their flagship oral CT contrast, yeah. And they've logged their first commercial sale, $89,000, back in June 2025.
And the first actual delivery happened recently, too.
August 21st, 2025, they delivered the full suite of their barium products to a major Canadian radiology provider. So yes, revenue is starting.
And is the product any good? I mean, beyond being available?
Seems like it. Human trials showed SmoothX performed comparably to a big brand, Reedy CD22.
Okay, so clinically effective.
And interestingly, in a taste study, 75% of people actually preferred SmoothX.
That actually matters, doesn't it, if patients have to drink this stuff?
It really does. Better taste means better patient compliance, which means better scans, potentially.
Okay, and how are they getting these products approved so relatively quickly? Mm. You mentioned Health Canada. What about the U.S.?
Good question. In Canada, they use the Natural Health Product Pathway, the NHP route. It's often faster for substances already known to be safe and effective.
Right.
For the U.S., which is obviously a huge market, they're using the FDA's 505B2 pathway.
And that's a streamlined process.
It can be, yes. It's designed for drugs that are similar to already approved ones, maybe with minor modifications. It lets them leverage existing safety data, potentially cutting approval time down to, say, 6 months instead of years of new trials.
Smart. Okay. So that's the barium side, resource control, cost advantage, commercial launch underway.
That's the foundation. But then there's the parallel strategy for iodine.
Which you said is actually the bigger part of the contrast market.
Yeah. Iodine agents make up about 65% of the total market value. And the shortages there are, if anything, even more acute than barium.
So Voyager wants to apply the same own-the-source logic to iodine.
Exactly. Replicate the model, but this time in the U.S., they're targeting iodine-rich brine resources.
Brine. Like salty water.
Essentially, yeah. Found in places like Oklahoma, Texas. It's wastewater from other industries, but it contains dissolved iodine.
And they have a way to get it out.
They're partnering with a company called Altilian Inc. They have some proprietary extraction tech.
How good is it?
Testing shows it can achieve 90% recovery of the iodine from the brine, and the purity is very high, over 99.5%.
Impressive. So they plan to build their own iodine facility.
The plan is for a pilot API facility first, aiming for 200 tons per year capacity.
And what could that be worth?
Just selling the raw iodine flake from that pilot plant, based on current global prices, could generate around $14 million a year.
Just the pilot plant.
Okay.
And the regulatory path for iodine products, is it the same 505B2?
For their finished iodine drugs, they're actually targeting the ANDA pathway at the FDA. That's the abbreviated new drug application.
Which is for?
Generic drugs. It's the standard path for proving your version is bioequivalent to an existing branded drug. So they aim to launch lower-cost generic versions of high-volume iodinated agents.
Got it. So barium, using 505B2 for potentially modified products, iodine using ADA for generics. Makes sense.
Right. Now let's put this all in context. How does Voyager stack up against the big guys?
The established players like Bracco, GE Healthcare, Bayer, Gerbet.
Exactly. This is where Voyager's strategy gets really disruptive, especially regarding Bracco.
Because Bracco is the only big one that sells both barium and iodine products.
Correct. And they leverage that. They often push healthcare providers, clinics, hospitals into bundled contracts.
Meaning you have to buy both barium and iodine from them.
Often, yes. Or you face a premium. Sometimes up to 15% extra if you don't bundle. They use their dual portfolio for leverage.
Okay. So how does Voyager change that dynamic?
This is really key for you listening, especially if you're involved in healthcare procurement. Voyager coming in with a stable, reliable, cost-effective barium supply.
That's not bundled.
Precisely. It allows clinics to potentially break free from those Bracco bundles. They can secure their barium from Voyager, maybe at a better price, and definitely with more supply certainty.
And then source their high-volume iodine, 65% of their contrast spend from anyone they want, at truly competitive market prices.
Exactly. It unbundles the market. That could save large providers millions every year. Voyager becomes an enabler of broader cost savings, not just a supplier.
That's a powerful position.
Yeah.
What about the team running this? It sounds ambitious.
It is. But the leadership seems well-suited. The CEO, Brent Willis, and COO, Brad Willis, they have backgrounds spanning both mining and resource development and pharmaceuticals and regulatory affairs.
So they literally embody the earth-to-bottle concept in their expertise.
You could say that, yeah. It helps de-risk the execution of bridging those two different worlds.
And the company's structure. Is it a huge organization?
Actually, no. As of May 2025, it was a very lean team, just 6 employees.
6.
Yeah. But they've augmented that with a strong scientific advisory board. We're talking top radiologists from places like the Mayo Clinic, NYU Medical School. So deep expertise on DAP.
Okay. Lean team, strong advisors, and financially. Where were they sitting recently?
As of August 2025, financials looked tightly managed. About $0.7 million in cash, minimal debt.
How are they funding this transition to commercialization?
They recently raised $1.69 million through people exercising warrants, which is a good sign of investor confidence. And significantly, they secured a C$600,000 non-dilutive grant from Alberta Innovates.
Non-dilutive meaning they didn't have to issue more shares.
Correct. It's strategic funding that supports their tech development without impacting shareholder equity. Shows they can attract different kinds of capital.
And those first sales and deliveries are huge milestones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Proving the model works.
Absolutely. It's the inflection point. Moving from solely development stage promises to actual commercial revenue based on that integrated asset.
So wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway from this deep dive?
I mean, fundamentally, you're seeing a company making a bold play to fix a broken, critical healthcare supply chain.
Doing it by taking control of the raw materials right here in North America, creating independence.
Exactly. Tackling supply stability head on, using that massive cost advantage from their barium deposit as the initial wedge.
And the economics are compelling. Turning that $650 a ton rock into a $200,000 a ton finished medical product.
That's the whole game, maximizing the value of that core asset through vertical integration. It's about capturing margin and ensuring domestic supply.
So here's the final thought for you to chew on. We know diagnostic imaging demand is only going up globally. We know the current big suppliers rely on these really fragile, concentrated supply chains.
Mm-hmm. Very vulnerable.
So what does the emergence of a company like Voyager with this fully integrated earth-to-bottle model actually mean for the future? For the cost, and maybe more importantly, the reliable availability of these essential medical procedures down the road.
Yeah. Could this be the new model for ensuring critical medicines are always there when needed? That's the big question.